is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It's 98FM's Dublin Talks with Jeremy Dixon here for a Thursday morning. Now, this is something, it's something we've never spoken about on the show, but it's something that every single Irish person listening right now can relate to, because chances are, if you were a child in the 70s and 80s and maybe even the 90s, your summer holidays as a child consisted of getting into the car or on the bus, errand bus, with your family as soon as the school holidays kicked off, and heading down to places like Arklow, Kilmuckridge, Kirklow, where else? Silver Strand has another one as well. Or maybe you went north, maybe you went to Bettystown. What am I talking about? I'm talking about mobile home holidays. And I'll tell you why I'm talking about this. Our neighbours yesterday offered us, myself and the family, offered us their mobile home in Goree for a week in June. So they bought one a couple of years ago. I didn't even know they had one, to be honest, and I was quite surprised when they told me they had one. So they have a mobile home down in Goree in County Wexford, and we got talking about it, and they said, well, listen, Jeremy, why don't you, you can have the mobile home for a week in June, it's free that time. Why don't you head down to Goree, bring the family, and stay in our mobile home? We won't be there. And I thought to myself, I haven't been on a mobile home holiday since I was a kid. My childhood was Arklow. It was, we'd go to Arklow and I bloody loved it, as I'm sure a lot of you did. And it got me thinking, have we moved on or are they still a thing? Does anybody, well, obviously some people do. You have mobile home car parks or parks all over the place. Do you own a mobile home? And if so, do you use it? How big is it still, this whole mobile home holiday thing? Was it something that was left in the 70s and 80s? Or is it still a thing? Have you been on a mobile home holiday? And should I go? I have to be honest, I thought we'd, and this maybe sounds a bit snobbish, but I thought we'd moved on from mobile homes, and now because package holidays to Spain are so cheap, we don't need them anymore. Now, from my son's point of view, he wouldn't care where we went in June. He wouldn't care if we went to Barcelona for a week or we went to Goree for a week, because kids don't care. It's the parents who care. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp your comments to 0877 98 98 98. Mobile home holidays, are they still a thing? Are they as popular as they were in the 80s? And if you own a mobile home, I would love to hear from you. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Let's go to Crumlin next. Lisa, how are you?
How are you?
Now, you don't have a mobile home in Crumlin, do you?
I did, yes. Oh, down in Ayrton site in Corktown.
Yeah, no, I was thinking it wasn't in Crumlin. You went to Corktown, which was a very popular spot in the 70s and 80s. Did you own the mobile home?
I did. When the recession was on, we had a mobile home, and unfortunately we had to sell it, like pass it on.
And how much did it cost you?
Well, when I bought it, it was 10,000.
Really, is that how much they are?
Yes, that's going back. I have two girls and my daughter. They are young at the time. I said, I'll buy it. It'd be somewhere to go. It'd be cheap in Spain and the whole lot. So we then had to sell it because we couldn't carry it on. But there was rent, like you had to pay for the site and the whole lot, which worked out about 2,000 a year.
So that's much to keep it on a mobile home on the site as well. But that includes, as far as I can remember, it includes the electricity, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, does it not?
The electricity came separate. Yes, we had to pay for electricity separate every year when we were paying then for the ground rent.
Now, how many kids did you have at the time? How many kids did you bring down with you?
I had me two daughters, and then my mother and father used to come every week, and my husband.
And how many did it sleep, this mobile home?
Well, I had three bedrooms. It was a big bedroom, then there was a light bedroom and a little box bedroom.
Okay.
But we all fit, to be honest with you.
Sounds
we made way to fit.
Well, to be honest, it sounds bigger than my gaff, your mobile home.
It did. It was bigger than my own house.
And did the kids enjoy it? That's the thing, because obviously kids nowadays, when we were growing up, foreign holidays just weren't a thing. We went on the odd foreign holiday. Nowadays, kids, you know, they're going to, you know, my young fella's been to Florida already. That's something that wasn't around for me when I was his age. Do kids enjoy a mobile home holiday?
Oh, they do, because I tell you, to be honest with you, my children love going out on their little bikes, going up and down the site. And to be honest with you, I used to love going down the mobile myself to have the ice cream. That's all I went mad for.
Simpler times.
I drive down now at the minute to get an ice cream because their ice cream is massive in Wexford.
Where, in Cawtown?
In Cawtown, yes. The little chaos.
I know it well, yeah. I was down there I was down there a couple of weeks ago at the Pirates Cove thing in Cawtown. You know, they have this Pirates Cove.
That's right, yeah.
And I brought the young fella down there because Cawtown as well was my childhood. And people would snub it now and they'd laugh at it. But Cawtown was a great old spot. And it still is, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes. It's a load for the children to do down there.
So are you going to buy a new mobile home?
Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't afford it now. And I'd love to, because me two girls keep saying, it's sold at mobile now. We could be down there every weekend.
Oh, really?
It'd be a holiday.
The girls would love to go down, would they?
Oh, yes. And I have a 23-year-old and she's nearly 18. Matter of fact, she's graduating from St. Louis School in Rathmines today.
Oh, very good. Congratulations. What's her name?
Yeah, it's Sophie.
Sophie. And it's her last day in school before she gets a bit of time off for the exams.
Yes. So it's an emotional day.
Well, I'll let you go. Have you got a holiday booked for this year or...?
No, I haven't. I'd love to have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well,
if I was, I'd be going to Wexford.
Well, you can take my neighbour's mobile home in Gorey if I don't take them up on the offer. Thanks very much for your call, Lisa. Let me go to Mark. How are you, Mark? Who's on the M50? How are things?
How you doing, Jeremy? How are you?
Now, you're claiming that mobile home holidays are a thing of the past, are they?
Yeah, well, just for kind of the younger generation, I'd say that you don't want to go away with your parents because it's not cool enough to be posted on Instagram and get all their likes and so on. So I think it's just a certain generation that still do it. With younger generation, they all want to go to these other cool places so they can put them up on Instagram and all that kind of stuff.
You know, you make a very valid point. When people go away on holidays now, the first thing they do is they post photographs on Instagram or Facebook or whatever of them sitting by the pool in a nice swanky resort in Spain or Italy. But I can't see somebody checking in at the Cawtown Mobile Home Park on Instagram, can you?
No, not at all. I have a friend who travels with work and all he does is check into these five-star hotels for a meeting, but then you wouldn't hear from one end of the week to the other when he's just doing normal stuff, you know?
So you wouldn't go on if I've been offered this, and I don't want to be insulting to them because they could be listening to the show, and they've shown me photographs of their mobile home and it looks absolutely beautiful. It's called a tree berth, so three beds, a mobile home. It has satellite TV in it, the whole lot. You don't think I should go down to Gorey for a week in June?
Well, if your kids are small, I would. Personally, I've only been on one in Wales. Last year, I went kind of done a mobile home in Italy. I don't know if they're the same thing or not, you know. So,
that's slightly posher than Cawtown or Kilmuckridge, isn't it?
Yeah, but if it's for a week, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. Sometimes the mobile homes are just as expensive as a week away in Spain.
Yeah, I just don't know what you would do for a week in Gorey, to be honest with you. Now, I can't remember, because I was a kid, I can't remember what we did for a week in Arklow as kids. I can't remember how we spent our time. But what the hell would I do for a week in Gorey?
No idea. Most of the towns are empty nowadays.
And that's the thing. Gorey is a lovely town and all that, but there's not much going on in it. Thank you, Mark. Let me go to Tina. How are you, Tina? You're on 98FM.
Hey, I'm good, yeah.
Now, it says on my screen you have a holiday home. Is that a posh word for a mobile home, or is it actually...
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
That's what we call them.
Yeah.
Now. Okay. So you have a caravan in the country.
Yeah, that's it.
It's in Dublin, is it?
Yeah, County Dublin.
Oh, where is it? Or can you tell me?
In Rush.
Oh, Rush, which is very popular for mobile homes. And when did you buy it?
I bought it last year, but like I'm down here now. Like, I don't go home because my kids are small, so like I'm getting the best out of it that I can now, because if I go on a sun holiday, I'm literally just at a pool. I can't go on like excursions or out with them because they're so small. So I'm literally stuck at a pool all day watching my kids. I can't drink. I can't do out with them. So the sun holiday is just nothing for me. So I'd rather bring my kids down here where they're able to run out on a field. They have a sand pit slide. The gates are locked. They can just do. Like, I'm still sitting there in the mobile watching them. But they love it. Like, they cry when they have to go home.
Now, so you're actually on holidays in Rush at the moment with you and your two kids, just you and your two kids in the yeah. mobile home, and they're having a great time, are they?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Now, I'm looking out the window here and in the centre of Dublin, it's very dark and overcast at the moment. What's it like in Rush? I would imagine it's quite the same, is it?
Yeah, it's a bit overcast, yeah, but it's warm enough.
And how long?
It's not cold.
How long are you going to be there for? For the whole summer? Or?
Yeah.
No way.
You won't see me till September till my kids are set in school.
Ah, stop. You're going to spend the whole summer in the mobile home in Rush?
Yeah.
And would you not get bored?
Not really, no. No, not really. Like, there's nobody else down here on the site but just me and my kids. But on the weekends, all the other kids come down.
And then,
like, obviously, the older kids are in school.
Yeah, and then, of course, as soon as the schools finish up for the summer, the place will be packed. How many caravans or many mobile... They don't like using the word caravans anymore. How many mobile homes are on the site?
I think there's between around 30 and 40. But there does be... The summer, there does be full... Like Easter weekend, it was absolutely packed. They had the Easter bunny, big party and all on the site and all for all the kids and all.
Deadly.
Easter eggs given out free to all the kids and everything. They all loved it.
Wow, so that's you till September sorted. And can you cook in the mobile home?
Oh, yeah, we have everything in the mobile. I'm literally in the process of getting new windows, double glazed windows at the moment, because when I bought the caravan, it was a bit drafty, the windows were, so I kind of had to do it for the kids. So I'm out for the day now, just while the windows are going in, but as soon as I go back now, it'll be like a new mobile.
Okay, you know what I want you to do, Tina? Ring us during the summer after a couple of, at the end of June, I want you to ring us in one of the mornings on the show and tell us how you're getting on, because I'd imagine at that stage the walls will be closing in on you, or will you be still happy?
No, I'd be still happy. I'm down here since March. I was coming down every weekend, and I've been down here the last 2 weeks full solid. I still haven't been home yet. I went home once to do washing. That's it. She has washing machines on the site and all.
Brilliant.
In the shed, but I don't use them. I go home and do all my washing and then bring it back once a week.
You know what? A holiday is what you make it, and you're having a ball, and the kids in the background, I can hear it having a ball as well. Enjoy, Tina.
I will. Thanks very much. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye. It wouldn't be for a lot of people, but listen to Tina. She sounds genuinely happy and the kids are delighted as well. So she's spending the whole summer until September in Rush. Now, after the break, I'm going to go to Martin, who lives beside a caravan park. How are you, Martin?
How's it going, Jeremy?
I'm going to talk to you. You're going to give us an insight into this whole mobile home holiday thing. He lives in a caravan park beside Kilmuckridge, which his childhood was spent in Kilmuckridge in County Wexford. And then we're going to talk to Caroline as well, who had a holiday home in Rush for 50 years. I mean, I always thought if you're going to buy a holiday home, buy it kind of far away from your house. Rush is only half an hour from my house, so it wouldn't really feel like a holiday.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.